heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, optimistic viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmin County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also log on to Supreme Master Television at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the United Nations International Fund for Agricultural Development supports rural communities in Nigeria. In sustainable energy news, solar power is being generated for off-grid homes in the Philippines. In animal news, specially trained dogs help diabetic patients in the United States. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 26th, is the birthday of Right Honourable Helen Elizabeth Clark, who was New Zealand's Prime Minister from 1999 to 2008. She was the first Prime Minister to have served three successive terms. Ms. Clark is well known for her humanitarian efforts and her work in safeguarding the environment. Her numerous accolades include the 2003 Ceres Medal from the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization for her dedication in promoting international cooperation and food security. In 2008, she was honored with the United Nations Environment Programme Champions of the Earth Award for New Zealand's support of sustainability initiatives. Our sincere appreciation, Right Honorable Clark, for your many years of distinguished public service and for all you've done to make the world a better place. We wish you a joyous birthday filled with God's blessings.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from the Dominican Republic. The flood disasters of early to mid-February left in their wake decimated crop fields, dry ruins that were once homes, and marks like scars on the ground. On February 10th, heavy rains and cold temperatures had affected thousands of people when mudslides caused damage or destruction to 2,000 homes in Santiago and neighboring areas, with residents also facing food shortages and economic hardship as more than 8,000 hectares of crops perished. At the same time, the neighboring island of Jamaica also suffered from landslides that isolated villages in mountainous regions. On February 12th, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged a $20,000 donation to be used if a relief team from our association could go to the affected area. This amount would purchase an equivalent of approximately $137,000 in supplies in the United States based on the region's general cost of living.
Association's relief team from the United States used their own funds to fly to the Dominican Republic, where people were urgently in need of assistance. They delivered relief items including rice, beans, sugar, pasta, tomato sauce, cooking oil, and other basic foods, in addition to soap and baby diapers, all necessities the people had especially been lacking. More than 600 families benefited in two rural communities in Santiago Province, as well as in the city of San Francisco de Macorís. The area's local civil defense team provided valuable support and welcomed the relief team like family. Despite the language and cultural differences, relief recipients expressed their joy and gratitude to Master, not only for the aid, but also for the feeling of unconditional love and concern. The team then moved on to convey Master's comfort to the most in need in Jamaica.
We are grateful for the efforts of the local personnel in assisting the storm victims as well as our relief team. We join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her care for the flood victims throughout the Caribbean region and send our gratitude to our association's relief team for their timely efforts. We pray for the safe recovery of those affected, to the happiness of their day-to-day lives, and for humanity's increased kindness to help our globe's turbulent weather to subside.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Thousands freed in Myanmar, also known as Burma. In a general amnesty gesture, the Burmese government has released over 6,000 people, with sentences and detainments ranging from months to years. Among them were 5 Buddhist monks and 19 political prisoners, including several members of the National League for Democracy, or NLD, and other political groups. Our hearts are warmed by this welcome news. May all the newly freed persons be comforted in their joyful reunions with loved ones. UK study of women links cancer to alcohol consumption. In a 7-year study of more than 1.3 million women, researchers from the University of Oxford, led by Dr. Naomi Allen,
found that drinking one glass of wine or other alcoholic beverage per day is enough to increase the risk of breast, rectal, and liver cancer. Furthermore, the study shows that women who drank and also smoked were more likely to develop esophageal and oral cancers. The risk of all these cancers were found to increase with each additional amount of alcohol consumed. Our gratitude, Dr. Allen and fellow researchers, for shedding such clear light on the health dangers of alcohol. We pray for the soon day of freedom from harmful substances such as these, with clear-minded health and happiness for all.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 1.8 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease. One glass of wine or any alcohol a day increases cancer risk for women. Cancer of the mouth and esophagus for women who smoke and drink. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage, alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Student team develops safe drinking water for Nigeria. A US-based group of faculty and students has helped develop a new drinking water source for a 3,000-member Adu Achi community in southeastern Nigeria. Working together with Adu Achi community members, a team from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, or UIUC, plan to install the well pump, test the water, and complete the distribution system by April this year. They also expressed their wish to continue in assisting the water needs of the remaining 12 Achi clan communities. Hats off, Urbana-Champaign team, Adu Achi community members, and all involved for your caring dedication to the betterment of those in need. May you and the recipients flourish in fulfillment and brotherly love.
New safety technologies showcased at Helicopter Expo. With over 500 exhibitors at the 2009 Heli Expo in Anaheim, California, USA, from February 22nd to 24th, many new products focused on improving the safety of helicopter crew and passengers. One of the challenges faced by pilots is low visibility in conditions such as fog, smoke, snow, or failing light. Products that address these hazards included specially adapted night vision goggles, which improve visibility by amplifying even the smallest amount of visible light. Also introduced were the latest in terrain awareness and warning, or TAW, systems, which provide warning of impending terrain so that the pilot has time to make corrective action.
Warning, terrain.
One company, Chelton Flight Systems, said that the installation of their TAW mechanism in helicopters resulted in the transformative difference of going from one accident every 9 days to zero accidents over a 5-year period. We thank the Heli Expo organizers and participants for introducing these innovative technologies to safeguard helicopter personnel and passengers. May advancements such as these develop ever more swiftly for the protection of all precious lives in the skies.
Save our planet. Environment ministers meet researchers in Antarctica. Following their arrival in South Africa to discuss the urgency of climate change, environment ministers and policymakers from more than a dozen nations traveled to Antarctica, where they convened with the US-Norwegian team of scientists returning from a research expedition. With Antarctica containing more than 90% of the world's ice, its possible melt presents one of the most frightening warming threats. Experts are now citing a staggering 70 meters of potential sea level rise if all of Antarctica were to melt.
Glaciers in Greenland, also in Antarctica and other places, are moving much faster than we've previously thought. that kind of dynamics is not accounted for because it's not fully understood yet, but as is, we may have a higher sea level rise than IPCC stated a year ago.
Ice shelves are good indicators of climate change because they respond not only to air temperature on the surface, which right. the rest of the ice sheet responds to, but also to warming in the ocean underneath. The bad news is that when you break the ice shelf away, take that away, all of those glaciers accelerate very rapidly, flowing into the ocean. If that happens elsewhere in Antarctica, where there are even larger glaciers, we'll see very sudden jumps in the rate of sea level rise.
The scenario facing scientists, which now takes Antarctic ice melt into account, is certainly alarming. Addressing the environment ministers, Norwegian Polar Institute Research Director Dr. Kim Holmen also confirmed the most grave concerns, saying, "This new analysis shows us actually the whole of Antarctica has been warming."
Your Excellencies and esteemed scientist participants, we laud your commitment in making such a significant journey to verify the fragile situation of our planet. May the visit compel your wise leadership toward actions to preserve the lives of the Earth's inhabitants.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently spoken with concern about the rising sea levels, which first affect coastal and island countries. In a video conference with our Association Center in New Zealand on August 19, 2008, she expressed her faith in government leaders to guide their co-citizens to safety.
What encouragement can we give them to stand up and spread the message to the people to be vegetarian?
I think they will have to in time, and I hope they do it soon, so that we still have a chance to save millions, billions of people, or the whole planet. What is the use of having economy or political power when everybody is dead? Even if the leader is still alive, whom would he or she rule if there's no citizen left? I am worried about your country. It's a small island surrounded by water. And if the water level rises, then I don't want to talk about it. But I'm sure your leader will realize it sooner or later that survival is number one. Political position, economic power is number 10. Very low, 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 low down there. First, we have to survive.
Save our planet. Hotel makes its own simple, non-toxic cleaners. Housekeeping staff at the Sheraton Delfina Hotel in Santa Monica, California, USA have been introduced to a new eco-friendly cleaning agent that is effective yet chemical-free. Using specially designed equipment, a mixture of tap water and table salt are electrolyzed so that the salt is separated into sodium and chloride ions, which then migrate into separate chambers. The resulting solutions, which cost just pennies per gallon, are sodium hydroxide, an alkaline liquid that can clean and degrease like detergent, and hypochlorous acid, which acts as an acidic disinfectant. Neither product yields any smell, nor is it abrasive. Approved by U.S. Food and Drug Administration, as well as the Environmental Protection Agency, the electrolyzed water is also available in a reduced-strength version, which the hotel is using to disinfect produce and keep it fresh longer. What a fascinating solution. A green salute, Sheraton Delfina, for your forward-thinking cleaning technology. We look forward to seeing much more about this eco-friendly elixir.
Save our planet. National parks in Wyoming, USA, growing greener. Yellowstone National Park, which is co-located in the states of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, is adopting eco-conscious practices such as compostable bottles for shampoo and conditioner, earth-friendly soap, and vehicles fueled by biodiesel and hybrid electricity on park roads. Also taking earth-friendly steps is Grand Teton National Park, which is now powered with 100% wind, sun, and water energy. Kudos, National Park decision makers in Wyoming, for your initiatives to protect the fragile environments of these natural treasures. May their pristine and majestic atmospheres be preserved through many such eco measures as these.
save our planet. The Philippines Department of Environment and Natural Resources initiates a countrywide competition for public and private schools to recognize those with the most valuable environmental conservation programs.
Save our planet. Canada's Office of Energy Efficiency grants 2009 Eco Energy Awards to Japanese automaker Toyota's fuel-efficient Yaris and highly popular hybrid, the Prius.
Save our planet. To protect the threatened chimpanzee, Côte d'Ivoire and France sign an agreement under which France is donating $524,000 to help improve natural resources and conserve biological diversity in the country's Thai National Park.
Hello. I'm Timo the Tapir, and my vegan diet is completely animal-free. Today I have a tip for your feline friends. Cats are great at grooming themselves, but sometimes it's nice to show your love by brushing their fur. Start at the tail, and slowly work your way up. It's good to use a soft bristled brush, and talk in low tones to help your playful friend relax. Always gently follow the direction of the cat's coat. Enjoy this beautiful time with your gorgeous cat companion. And many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching, and now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In world news, the United Nations provides an $8 million US donation and an $8 million US loan to Nigeria. The United Nations International Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD, is using the funds to support the second phase of a rural rehabilitation and growth project in the South Central Maridi region. This IFAD project will finance collective agricultural investments of 56 communes. In addition, it will help encourage sustainable land management and local involvement in making policies to increase prosperity. Our earnest thanks, United Nations International Fund for Agricultural Development, and God bless your caring assistance to Nigeria. May agricultural workers throughout the world be graced with bountiful harvests and harmonious lives.
In sustainable energy news, solar power provides electricity for homes in Palawan Province, the Philippines. Since the inception of the Solar Home System Development Project in early 2007, 480 homes in 5 municipalities, which are in off-grid locations, have received solar-powered installations to generate their electricity requirements. Palawan Governor Joel T. Rees said, "We have a lot of sun power in Palawan, which we are putting into good use to provide energy to rural households. We tip our hats to you, Palawan government, for utilizing Mother Nature's plentiful gifts. May world citizens and governments adopt sustainable practices to ensure the survival of our precious ecosphere." Coming up, trained canines detect low blood sugar level in their human companions. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a friendly world. In animal news, special dogs help those with diabetes. Bethedine Kennels in Canyon, Texas, USA, sent trained diabetic alert dogs to detect low blood sugar in humans. Kobe, a yellow Labrador, has been taught specifically to ascertain when the blood sugar of his human companion, Mr. Bill Palmer of Houston, Texas, is too low. Then the intelligent dog will act to get Mr. Palmer's attention, who can immediately eat something to avoid a diabetic crisis. Kobe accompanies Mr. Palmer to work each day, ready to help his friend if need be. The many talents of our animal friends are wondrous. Thanks so much, Kobe, Bethedine Kennels, and all diabetic alert dogs for safeguarding the health of others. Heaven bless you for your selfless contribution to helping humanity.
Time for some lighthearted humor with joke of the day entitled Dinosaur's Age, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
A tourist at an archaeological site was very, very impressed by a dinosaur skeleton. So she asked the local guy how old this skeleton of dinosaur could be. The guy said, well, that's 2,000,003 years old. The tourist was very surprised. How do you know exactly like that? The guy said, the geologist told me that the skeleton is 2,000,000 years old, and that was 3 years ago.
And now, for our viewers' heartline.
I watch your channel on TV every day and I'm very glad about it, because I want to find people who can understand me, and at the same time I can share my ideas or my thoughts with them. I am an English teacher and work at school with my lovely students. I try to help them to make progress in their work because they are very hard workers and diligent. Thank you. God bless you. Yegana.
Caring Yegana, it's nice to find people with similar ideas and understandings. Let us make the information of a plant-based lifestyle available to as many people as possible, so our world can turn out to be a green and loving planet. May heaven's light shine on you and others who are striving for a viable future for all beings.
Do you have a heartline today? We would love to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be fulfilling in all you do.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Albanian Prime Minister Sali Berisha announces that the country's Adriatic Sea port of Shenzhen will be opened for use by Kosovo to support the nation in fulfilling her needs.
This year's East Coast Blues Festival in New South Wales, Australia, features a stage dedicated to Indigenous music with major Aboriginal artists arriving from across Australia and the Pacific Rim.
Cambodian King Norodom Sihamoni meets with top Chinese leader Jia Qingling and expresses his country's gratitude for China's long-standing support and economic assistance.
Following Spain's heavy January snows that caused airport delays, the country's public works minister visits Irkutsk Airport in Siberia, Russia, to learn of improved methods for operating in severe winter conditions.
Bangladesh offers to sell rice at 40% below market value to help offset the effect of high food prices for millions of garment and tea garden workers.
Germany opens the Neumayer Station 3, a new research base in Antarctica that can house up to 40 scientists, with 9 staying year-round for polar observations and expeditions.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak hosts Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir for discussions on reaching a lasting peace in Darfur and reconciliation with southern Sudan.
With non-moral subject matter banned by the island's broadcast commission, Jamaica enjoys more pure entertainment over the nation's airwaves, including songs and music videos.
The German organization Solidarity Service International, or SODI, is providing approximately $550,000 to help clear unexploded ordnance in the central province of Quang Tri, Ho Lac, or Vietnam, safely.
With about 8,500 previously missing antiquities returned, Iraq reopens the nation's historic National Museum with a celebratory red carpet gala in Baghdad. Details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.